Welcome to Power Play on a day when the world's second largest emitter of greenhouse gases stepped away from a global pledge to fight climate change, opting to fight for a special deal for the United States. Coming up on today's show, we discuss Donald Trump's exit from the Paris Accord with the federal environment minister and the Green Party leader. Also, it's a major booster shot for a softwood lumber industry bracing for the impact of punitive U.S. duties. The cabinet minister delivering almost a $1 billion relief package explains how it will work. And Quebec is reaching out to the rest of Canada to push for reopening the Constitution to bring Quebec in. We'll ask a senior Quebec minister to explain what that's all about. But first, now there are 191 countries in the Paris Agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. After former President Barack Obama took the lead, the United States, under President Donald Trump, is bowing out to try and negotiate a better deal. Here's how he announced the news this afternoon.
As of today, the United States will cease all implementation of the non-binding Paris Accord and the draconian financial and economic burdens the agreement imposes on our country. This includes ending the implementation of the nationally determined contribution and, very importantly, the Green Climate Fund, which is costing the United States a vast fortune.
All right, let's bring in Canada's Environment Minister for her reaction. Catherine McKenna joins us from the foyer. It's perhaps not surprising what he did today, Minister, but what went through your mind when he made it official? He's out, but somehow wants back in down the road.
Well, we're deeply disappointed by the U.S. decision. We think the Paris Agreement is a good deal for the world and a good deal for Canada, and that's why we're in it. And it's going to create good jobs and huge economic opportunities. And so, you know, we're not going to miss out on those economic opportunities, and we're all going to move forward.
You were there when it was negotiated. The U.S. says, well, I'm going to be a leader, not a laggard. But doesn't this signal to the world that they might not be as aggressive in tackling climate change? In other words, they're going to give up the fight?
Well, the good news is I don't think one administration can stop progress. And I've spent a lot of time in the United States, in Washington, but also in New York. I spoke at the Wall Street Green Summit. I met business leaders from across the United States. I was in California as well. And everyone's moving on. And actually, the positive that has come out of all the uncertainty around the U.S. position is that everyone's really come together in a way that was quite unexpected, that you've seen countries like China, like India, really stepping up their climate action, that you've seen businesses from ExxonMobil to Levi Strauss, businesses all across the world who are saying we need to act on climate change, and we're part of it, and we're going to do what we can because it's a good thing to do for our kids, but it's also good for business.
But you know the Paris Accord. You were there. Does it have the flexibility to allow countries to step out and then seek a re-entry under new terms?
Well, I'm going to see clarity from my U.S. counterpart. I'm seeing him next week in Italy. The Paris Agreement is already in force, and 90% of the rules remain to be negotiated, but negotiated by those who are party to the Paris Agreement. So I'll have a conversation with him and seek clarity as to what exactly the U.S. position is.
I found it interesting he referenced Pittsburgh in his remarks, Donald Trump did, and the mayor of Pittsburgh immediately tweeted, nope, we're going to go ahead as if Paris is still in force and tackle greenhouse gases and do our share. So he may have the White House, but he doesn't sound like he necessarily has all the states behind him at all.
Well, I mean, I think that's the big news out of this, that the world has really come together, that we're in such a different situation, that I was just speaking with the big city mayors across Canada today. They are all in on climate action. Over 50% of emissions come from cities. And so cities are a key player. And we're seeing across the United States that cities have stepped up. States like California, sixth largest economy in the world, has stepped up. Business leaders have stepped up. And so that's the real story out of this. Everyone is going to move on. And this is a huge opportunity, and Canada is going to be there. We're going to be a leader. And we just announced today that we're going to be co-hosting with China and the European Union a ministerial summit to advance action on climate change here in Canada in September.
Does that mean because the U.S. isn't included that we're going to see new alliances minus the U.S. forming around the world to tackle it?
I think you've already seen that countries like Canada, China, and the EU recognize the huge economic opportunity and also recognize that we have an obligation, and everyone's really stepping up. And it's also unusual partnerships where you see business and environmentalists working together. You see Indigenous leaders and mayors. This is the world moving forward, showing that we're serious on climate action, and you can't stop progress, and not one administration can do that.
Are you saying, I don't want to paraphrase, but are you saying it doesn't matter what Trump says, the deal's going to have the impact it was designed to?
Look, I'm deeply disappointed that the U.S. took the position it did. I've spent a lot of time having discussions with my counterpart and with the White House saying that the Paris Agreement is a good deal. It provides flexibility, and it means that it recognizes that we're moving towards a cleaner future. But we're all going to keep on keeping on, and that we have an opportunity to grow a clean economy and create good jobs in here in Canada, innovations that we're going to export. And that's what I'm going to be spending the rest of my time in office doing.
Okay, you mentioned the opportunity. I wonder if, in your view, if the U.S. does sort of down tools on the fight to reduce emissions, do you think Canada and other countries have to step up to make up the difference?
Well, I think we've already indicated that we're going to step up. The European Union, China, India, countries around the world are moving forward. And actually, you've seen prices for renewables drop so quickly that they're cost competitive. So countries are making decisions. They're not going to go for coal-fired plants. They're going to go for solar. So things are changing really rapidly. And we're all going to be working extremely hard to do what we need to do to save our planet.
Donald Trump's comments today are being greeted with a lot of applause in his little circle. Do you despair that America isn't necessarily on the same page as Canada? Will we have a competitive disadvantage going forward?
Well, I mean, I don't. I've seen across the United States real commitment to climate action. As I said, states are acting, yep. Cities are acting, businesses are acting. And we always look at the competitiveness of our policies. I'm a practical person that what we do, we need to consult with industry. We need to make sure that what we're doing is practical, is smart, is going to achieve our goal of reducing our emissions and growing our economy. And we're going to continue doing that.
All right. Interesting day. Catherine McKenna, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, let's move along and get reaction from someone that knows all about this stuff. Elizabeth May is the leader of the Green Party, and she joins me in the studio. What's your reaction? This sounds, to the layman, it seems like a devastating blow to the fight against climate change, is it?
No, it's not, and it for two reasons. One is Trump had choices here. If he'd gone after the bigger tree, the framework convention that was signed and ratified under George Bush the first, that would be more of a blow because he can execute getting out of that on 1 year's notice. But he's gone after Paris, and the Paris Treaty has legal terms for exit. You can't start the exit till 3 years from when it entered into force, which was November 2016. That takes us to November 2019, at which point he gives 1 year's written notice that he plans to leave. We're into a new presidential election cycle by then. Right. He may not be president by then, we don't know. But right now it means he's signified an intention to leave. And we all knew that the Trump White House didn't believe climate change was real, didn't plan to do anything. So in effect, it doesn't change anything. The rest of the world will move on.
Well, it certainly sets a moral leadership position. The U.S. is supposed to be
an immoral,
whatever
position.
You want to call it.
Yeah.
I mean, won't industries and polluters down tools and say, well, in 4 years, we're out?
They haven't so far. Trump has been trying, like resuscitating a corpse, to breathe life into the coal industry in the U.S. The big utilities have not responded. They've said, no, we have our multi-year plans. We're moving with solar. We're moving away from coal. We're not changing our mind. You have to recognize, too, that the U.S. president doesn't have the same sweeping powers that a prime minister of Canada has, for instance. And certainly the state-level governments aren't going to be changing their plans because of Trump. So the state of California is working hard with Ontario and Quebec in a plan to go off carbon as fast as possible. There are lots of actions that will continue in the U.S. And fundamentally, the U.S. president can't change where the money is going. And investors are going to renewables, not to fossil fuels.
So the U.S., in your view, won't fall behind the world in terms of moving on the green infrastructure and green
it
industry.
Will fall behind the world in technology. China will assume more of a world leadership position moving forward on climate. The European Union will continue to move forward. Canada, I hope, we'll do more, because we have to both pick up the slack and the carbon that the U.S. isn't reducing. And particularly, Canada will have to help developing countries that have been the place where Trump's decision hurts the most is on the flow of funds to help.